It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, and it's time to Ask Ross. This is where you get to take over the show. Ask Ross is brought to you, as usual, by our buddies at 409tailgateclub.com. And Ross, a big announcement. I'm sure you want to know this. If you're looking for the 409 sauces here in the Harrisburg area, guess what?
What?
Our friends at Route 15 Beverage now carry them.
Oh, I like it.
Over in Mechanicsburg, or I guess Dillsburg officially, right?
It's right on the Mechanicsburg-Dillsburg border.
That's my girl Crystal, right?
Yes, it is. It is Crystal over there.
She had a big smile on her face when she got that picture taken.
They have the best signage of any place I've ever been. If you've ever been on Route 15, you know about Route 15 Beverage.
Well, you were saying you travel that quite a bit. So
I used to, and I would see, like, that's the only thing I remember on the whole drive. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
All right. Well, let's get going with our questions. First one. This comes from Andrew in Carlsbad, California. Hey, guys, thanks for the show. Listen to the podcast all the time. With the depth that's building on the interior of the offensive line, any chance Menick gets considered for defensive tackle since he also played D-line in Harrisburg? So that's from Andrew from Carlsbad, and essentially Eric from Ashburn, Virginia had the same question. What do you think?
Two questions about Michael Menick on defense.
Yeah.
So first of all, he played it in Reading, not Harrisburg. So I need to correct that because I'm from Reading. So secondly, no, I think that
Did I say Harrisburg? I don't think I said that here. If I did, that was my
mistake. Okay.
Andrew Pichet would never make that mistake. Got it. So my
bad. You were doing pretty good for a first half. Maybe you're just not a second half host, Jim. Maybe next week you can do the first half and Andy does the second half.
Oh, we platoon.
Maybe that's our best utilization of our personnel. So, no, I don't think so. I think he'll end up starting at offensive line. I think that the ship, you know, you almost forget he's got 3 years of eligibility left. You know, it's like back in the day, only total freak show monsters started for 3 years at Penn State. You know, the way they do it is you're really not supposed to start. If they're doing a good job recruiting, you're really supposed to start your last 2 years.
Right.
That really is the way it is.
Especially at offensive line, right?
Yeah, and if you start three, you are really impressive, and the team's probably not quite where they want it to be yet. If you start four like McGovern and Bates, that tells you two things. Number one, they're very good players. Number two, the O-line was really bad at that point. Really bad. I mean, Connor McGovern had to beat out Derek Dowry. You know, who did Ryan Bates? He didn't have to beat anybody out.
Yeah, right.
There was not even any other competition then. So I think everybody needs to relax a little bit with Michael Menick. Let's see how spring ball goes. Let's see how fall camp goes. I would think he's the leader in the clubhouse for that right guard spot. I don't know. I mean, I'd like to
top
think
contender
that he is.
For sure. I still honestly, Ross, I think one of the things in spring I want to see is where are they going to put Bates? Because if they like Chaz Wright to play and they really like Will Fries and they have an opening at guard, and the idea is to get your best five players on the field, you know that Bates can handle just about any assignment. So what's the best five? Is it Chaz Wright in the lineup or Michael Menick in the lineup?
Right.
So I just wonder what they're going to do with Ryan.
But the bright spot to all this was a couple years ago, they couldn't find five guys.
Yeah.
Now it's cutting it down to five from seven or eight.
And let me just say, too, this is not – I don't think it's smart to be moving all these guys all around all the time. You know, if they move Bates again, let's see what they do in spring ball. You know, I understand the idea of trying to get the right five guys, but there's also something to be said about letting people become proficient at their craft. I'll be honest with you. I was a jack of all trades, master of none. That's okay. That was my job, and I backed up, you know, center both guards, started like 25 games, played tackle in a pinch. But the guys that really get good are the guys that just get a chance to be – it's like doing anything else in life. You know, you want to be in the same stance. You want to be in the same position. You get more reps. You get more and more comfortable. I'm not a fan of them moving these guys around as much as they do, and I felt like it hurt them at times last year.
Do you think that
– I would have had Brendan Mann at left tackle, yeah. Ryan Bates at left guard. I mean, I would have kept it the way it was the year before. I think their offensive line was probably better the year before than it was last year.
Yeah.
And there's no reason why that should have been the case.
Do you think that was looking forward and they want Fries to be that left tackle?
It could be. They
maybe, but how much time are you spending looking forward when you had a chance to win the Heisman Trophy and win a national championship
last
year? They
moved McGovern last year, too, and he was a pretty good guard as a freshman.
Right. All right, let's move on. Our next question is from Jace in Brisbane, Australia.
Jace, you are not going to be the 409 Tailgate Club winner, buddy.
It's like flirty granted shipping.
Well, last week we had Cutter, and that is the way you pronounce it, Cutter. And this week we have Brisbane, Australia. Hey, Ross, longtime listener here down under. With the athleticism of the Penn State representation at the Combine surprising everyone, is there suddenly interest from NFL scouts in the PSU senior class who weren't invited to the Combine? And is Dwight Gault all of a sudden the hottest assistant in college football? Really love listening to all of you. Every podcast is one of the highlights of my week.
Oh, that's awesome.
Isn't it?
I'd love to hear how, you know, is he from Australia yeah. or did he just go down there for work? Mm-hmm. Email us back. We're curious. I think Dwight Gault, I would not be surprised now if there's a school that tries to steal him from Penn State for more money. We've seen Alabama did that with Gaddis. There are other teams that are willing to pay a lot. I'm quite sure some of these deep-pocketed SEC teams saw that and thought, maybe we need to get that guy. But then the flip side is, how well did Penn State guys do the last couple of years at the Combine? You know, was it just a good group? Like, let's see how they do next year, too. I don't think that what the Penn State guys did will necessarily help the guys that weren't invited to the Combine.
Like Parker Cothran, Curtis Cothran,
Brendan Mann. It'll help them in this sense. It'll help them in the sense that there will be more people at Penn State's Pro Day now.
Yeah.
Because they're going to want to –
it's going to be a mob.
They're going to want to work Apke through the drills. Mm-hmm. They're going to want to work do stuff with Kosicki. Marcus Allen and Kabinda didn't do anything.
Campbell, too.
Really, and Campbell. So Penn State's Pro Day is going to be intense, and that's good for Parker, the Cothran brothers, and, you know, Mann and those guys.
March 20th. It's a Tuesday. I'll be there. You guys come up if you want.
Nice.
How about Blacknaw?
That's another good one. That's a good one. That's a really good one.
Thank
yes.
you. But I've been saying that for 2 years.
He was a 4-3 guy on the board in the room, so we'll just see.
I'd like to see that.
That guy fascinates me to no end, and I'm never – it's like the riddle that's unsolved.
Can't believe his career's over.
Yeah.
The guy averaged 20 yards a catch for his whole career.
Five catches, though, right?
What just happened there?
One of the best players on the field in the Big Ten title game, and we haven't talked about him since.
All right. We got to get to more questions here. Mike from Dublin, Ohio says, over the last two seasons, would you say Penn State's success is attributed more to unique schemes, such as the offense that Oregon had a few years back, or to the overall talent similar to Ohio State? Seems like the overall talent has been similar for about the past 15 years, but is going to another level under Franklin.
Yeah, I mean, they haven't had running back like Barkley and wide receiver and tight end like Gesicki or quarterback like McSorley.
Like
for that
schemes
matter.
And skill guys, I think, have really carried the day for that offense.
Yeah, you know, it's a fair question, and I would say it's a combination. Where's that guy from?
Dublin, Ohio.
Yeah.
Puts in a note by
way. Get a lot of Dublin questions.
By way of Penn Hills, PA, though.
Got it. Okay.
So
that might be the best question yet. I would say that it's a combination. I think we're going to find out next year. The problem is, I'm going to say we'll find out more next year about whether it's scheme or personnel.
No,
you really won't, because Moorhead's gone, so the scheme is changing, and Barkley and Kosicki and these guys are gone, and Hamilton are gone, so the skill group's changing. So it's not a controlled scientific experiment. The only thing I remember from science is that, like, you need like a controlled something.
The control.
So it's not that. I would say, and honestly, in all sincerity, I think it's about 50-50 right now. They've had really good personnel, and frankly, and maybe we'll talk about this in quarter number four. I think you almost wonder with all these stuff that the Penn State guys are at the combine, there has to be part of you for a Penn State fan thinking, man, that was our – I've talked about it before. That was our window. That group was our window.
But as one of those Penn State fans, I still look at – I see these recruiting classes coming in, and there's just another boatload of talent coming. You see, as we're going through, it's all four stars. So anyway, next question. Our friend Andrew from Elmer, New Jersey. See, this is turning into geography class.
Andrew from Elmer.
Because he says, hi, Ross. Greetings from Elmer. FYI, Elmer is a one-stop light, small country town in South Jersey, just outside of Philly.
Okay.
I did not know that.
Nope.
I noticed PSU's offensive coaching staff is dominated by quarterbacks now. The now-departed Joe Moe, his replacement Ronnie, the newcomers Corley and Sider, and, of course, James Franklin was also a quarterback. Is there anything about having played the quarterback position that makes for a good college football coach?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're a quarterback, you really need to know what everybody else is doing. You don't need to become an expert, but you have to have a pretty good grasp of protections, of route combinations, obviously, of the run game, everything. So, and even defenses. So I think quarterback's the closest thing to a coach on the field and a coach of a team. Plus, if you're a quarterback, you're usually more of like an alpha guy typically. You're a leader. You're a team captain type. You're a guy that people look up to. So, yeah, there's a reason why so many college basketball coaches were point guards and so many college football coaches were quarterbacks. And it's the reason I just gave you. It's because they have this wealth of information, but you have to have a particular skill set in addition to being able to throw the football to be a college quarterback. That's a good question,
And to be successful, you have to be pretty good under pressure, I would argue. If you're a good quarterback, chances are you thrive in the spotlight.
And they're probably pretty intelligent, probably the smartest guy on the field outside of offensive linemen.
Yes, there you go, Jim. I was glad you said that. I would say we can pick either one of those last two. We can give it to Dublin or Elmer. I feel like, has Dublin won before?
I know Dublin's won. I don't know if Mike from Dublin has won. You want to go with Elmer?
Let's go with Elmer. Yeah. Right. I just want to make sure.
Dublin had it wrapped up and it just got stolen.
Well, yeah. Can you imagine Dublin like the last 2 minutes?
Like you're going to win.
I'm going to win. Honey, I'm going to. What? You just said it's a toss up? Give it to
it's
Elmer?
Like that Notre Dame comeback.
You're not even
Virginia
using
Tech.
Our real names. You're using our towns.
Well, Mike from Dublin will have to make the commute to Dillsburg to get his tailgate pack. All right, that's it for quarter number three. Stay tuned. Quarter number four, we're going to dig even deeper into the combine.
Hi, this is Scott Shirley, Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes. I'd like to personally invite you to join us for a very special event. Coach James Franklin will be coming to Stocks Manor in Mechanicsburg on Thursday evening, March 15th. Come hear Coach Franklin speak about building a winning team and learn more about the work that Uplifting Athletes is doing for the rare disease community. There will be appetizers, drinks, and photo opportunities. Please go to upliftingathletes.org where you can register for tickets. We hope to see you there.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can, when you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-LONG.